So, to be compassionate for ourselves is not always easy. And for some people, it's a natural, but for a lot of people, frankly, me historically included, it hasn't been that easy to do. So I've developed some practices that are grounded in the brain that help nourish nourish the roots, if you will, of self-compassion. And I propose to do this with you here. Like any practice, feel very free to go your own way, ignore my suggestions, or take longer, if you like, with one suggestion or another. I will talk about paying attention to the body and paying attention to the breath, but if there's anything about that that's uncomfortable for you, feel very free to pay attention to something else. There are people who've had painful life experiences, even traumatic ones, for whom tuning into the body and especially tuning into the breath can be fairly alarming to them. Right? Some details about what we mean by compassion. Compassion fundamentally is the wish that beings not suffer. A little bit of a technical distinction, kindness is the wish that they be happy. In practice, of course, compassion and kindness overlap with each other. You know, the wish that people not suffer and the wish that they be happy, you know, kind of intersect, of course. Usually that wish is associated with an emotion of sympathetic concern. That's essentially the nature of compassion. But it's quite accessible to us to simply wish others not suffer, to wish that their pain end, to wish that things ease, to wish that things get better for them, all right? That's compassion. If we bring compassion to ourselves, it's not self-pity in a negative sense. We're not wallowing in our stuff. We're simply applying that same wish that's universal or that's to be universal in a moral and ethical sense. We're simply applying that wish that beings not suffer to the one being of 6 billion or of all the living beings on this planet who wears our name tag. All right, that's all it is. It's as simple as that. And on the basis of that self-compassion, we develop, studies have shown, greater resilience, greater capacity to deal with the tough things in life, more inclination to be compassionate toward others. Right. So that's the foundation here for this practice. All right, so I'll do this practice with you basically in 4 steps, and then we'll also extend it into the future for your future self. Okay? So you can do this with your eyes open or closed, however you like. Why don't you find a posture or a position that's comfortable for you? You're welcome to lie down. If I hear you snoring, I will come over and just gently tap you on the foot or leg or something. Or if you hear someone snoring near you, it's okay to touch them. That rarely happens, especially when I give this warning. Please be sure that your cell phones are turned off. All right? And so let's begin. So coming into yourself right now, getting a sense of being here, being alive, an attitude of welcoming your own experience and being present with it. Finding something to anchor awareness, such as the sensations of breathing. Breathing experienced perhaps at one place in particular, such as the stomach. Or the diaphragm, the area just beneath the rib cage that moves with each breath. Or the chest, rising and falling with each breath. or in the throat, cool air coming in, warm air going out. Or around the upper lip, or nose. Or the sensations of breathing in the body altogether. Resting comfortably as a body breathing. So this will be a guided meditation, and I'll offer suggestions. If you're able to follow the suggestion, that's fine. And if there's anything difficult about following the suggestion, that's okay too. Think of that difficulty perhaps as an obstruction. There's nothing bad about it. If it arises, be aware of it. And then as you can, move the spotlight of attention back to the suggestion, back to the positive thing that I'll be drawing you to pay attention to. So let's begin. Bring to mind the sense of being with someone that you know cares about you. It could be a person in your life today, or from your childhood or another time in your life, a friend, family member, a teacher. It could also be a pet, an animal companion, or a spiritual being. Some being that you know cares about you. It may not be a perfect relationship, but at least in one major slice of the pie of that relationship, this being cares about you and wishes you well. You matter to this being. They like you or even love you. Maybe they appreciate you. They wish you well. It's also okay if you like to bring to mind multiple people, or perhaps a group of people. And as you do this, let the sense of being with this other being who cares about you, let the recognition that you're cared about become an experience of feeling cared about. Opening to feeling cared about. Not straining to have this experience, but gently kindling it. Putting logs on the fire, if you will. Maybe feeling a growing warmth. Maybe a softening in your face. If you like, through what's called embodied cognition, to strengthen this experience, you might put a hand on the heart or a hand on your cheek. Imagining perhaps that a very loving being has put her or his or its hand or paw, if you will, on your cheek or your heart. feeling an easing in yourself as you feel cared about, a settling, a calming. Maybe a happiness at feeling cared about. Let the sense of feeling cared about sink into you. Really register this experience so you know what it's like. It's becoming a part of you. All right, and then the second suggestion, let this experience of feeling cared about remain with you, maybe moving more to the background. And in the foreground, bring to mind someone that's easy for you to feel compassion for. Perhaps a child, maybe people living in Japan, or Africa, or the Middle East right now, or anywhere in the world who are dealing with difficulty, sometimes terrible difficulty. Perhaps someone near and dear to you that you know well. And as you open increasingly to compassion, you may like to perhaps strengthen that sense with soft thoughts in the back of your mind that are specific to this being that you wish well, like, may you not suffer, or may your pain ease. May your marriage work out. May your finances improve. May you find shelter. May you be free of violence. Be mindful of the experience of compassion itself, what it feels like in your body, in your face, in your heart, what it's like in your attitudes, perspective, intentions. And then, in the third step, being very aware of the experience of compassion and staying with it, letting it sink into you, staying with the experience of compassion, now apply it to yourself as a child. same compassion in your body, same compassion in your thoughts, swung toward yourself as a little boy or girl. Maybe with a picture of yourself as a kid, or just simply knowing a time, let's say, that was challenging for you growing up. Can you bring compassion to that sweet, innocent, vulnerable little kid you once were? Wishing that child well. Combined with feelings of sympathetic concern. Perhaps with soft thoughts that are specific to yourself as a kid. Thoughts like, may you not suffer. May you realize that it's not all your fault. May you know that this will someday end. May you realize that you're beautiful. Brave and good. Perhaps imagining that a very nurturing and compassionate part of you is sitting with yourself as a little child, or yourself perhaps as an older child, and this nurturing, compassionate part of you, however you like to imagine it, is holding or talking with or doing something with the part of you that's a child. And then in the fourth step, and feel very free to stay with any of these steps longer if you like, although I'll keep going on. In the fourth step, continue to extend compassion to these younger version of you as you move forward in time up to the present. In other words, extending compassion, let's say, to begin with to yourself as a young child, and then imagining yourself moving forward in time as that young child through grade school, junior high, and high school, recalling particularly difficult times for you, moving through your childhood, all the way through high school, and extending compassion to that younger version of you as she or he got older. Imagining what could be the most soothing, the kindest, the wisest, the truest things you could offer to this younger version of you as she or he moved through childhood. Including the teen years into young adulthood. And then taking another couple of minutes to move through adulthood, maybe touching on some key times up to the present. In other words, continuing to extend compassion to you, as it were, in a sense, back in time, although these parts are in you today, as you moved through challenges or difficult patches, suffering of various kinds, in your adulthood, moving up to the present moment. Taking a couple of minutes to do this at your own pace as you like. Finding a lovingness in yourself for yourself. A lovingness, a soothingness, compassion for pain, for loss, disappointment, struggle, rejection, illness. returning to compassion again and again, not getting lost in the pain, using language to help you as you like, even addressing yourself by name, saying things to younger versions of you that would have been wonderful to hear at the time. And then coming into this moment and finding compassion for yourself today, here and now. And then extending compassion forward in time to your future self. For example, imagining some of the things you may encounter or deal with as this year unfolds. Spring, summer, fall, the holidays, challenges, transitions, and extend compassion, good wishes, toward your future self as you imagine yourself moving forward in time over the remainder of this year. Supported by thoughts that are specific, maybe to situations. For example, may I be okay when my kids go off to school? Or may this unemployment come to an end? Or may my time with my parents for the holidays be peaceful and happy. Wishing yourself well as the future unfolds. And then continuing to extend time forward over the next several decades. Being aware of yourself getting older, being aware of natural transitions and challenges, events, changes, losses, all of it, and continue to extend compassion to yourself moving forward in time into the future, getting older and older every year, every decade, all the way forward into old age. Moving forward to the last year of your life, which will come to each one of us in this room. Offering compassion to your future self in the last year of your life. Facing pain, illness, change, loss of function, friends having passed away, loved ones, change of life circumstances, not morbid, simply compassionate. And then seeing yourself move toward the last day of your life, continuing to extend compassion to that one, that person. Wishing her well, wishing him well. Then moving forward on that last day of life to the last minute or so. Wishing that future person well as he or she approaches. Extending compassion to that person moving into the last breath. Extending love and support appreciation and respect to that person moving through the last breath, the last heartbeat, and perhaps beyond. Resting in compassion here and now. Unknowing of your compassionate nature. A natural kindness in yourself, both for yourself and other beings. A trusting, a sense of trusting in compassion, and trusting in your own compassionate nature. So we'll take a little break here. You may like to stay in silence during the break. Whatever you like is okay. Let's keep this room quiet. And come back, if you could, please, in 15 minutes. So that'll be 25 after 11.